All right, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Let's see, last week we made it to chapter 14.
He's catching up with you, brother. Yeah.
It is hard.
He's catching me.
It's hard to catch Brother Hart. Okay, in chapter 14, verse 1, it reads, "And it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. Long time, therefore, abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, and part held with the Jews, and part with the apostles. And when there was an assault made, both of the Gentiles and also of the Jews, with their rulers, to use them despitefully, and to stone them, they were aware of it, and fled to Lystra of Derbe, cities of Laconia, and unto the region that lieth round about. And there they preached the gospel." You know, the things that we're reading about now, people are no different today. If the word went out with signs and wonders following, people would, they may not stone because that's against the law in this nation. But people would have the same, they would respond no different in their heart.
Facebook, you talk about
me. Oh, yeah. They'll stone you on Facebook. And they'll give you down the road on their Facebook page. Or, you know.
Facebook is different too, though.
Yeah.
I've seen that firsthand.
Yeah. Everybody got an opinion.
Amen.
But the ones that, people that love God, they receive God. Mm-hmm. If you love God, when you see more light, you're attracted to it. And when, you know, sincerity attracts sincerity.
Amen.
You know, all of us were attracted to Kenneth Hagin. And as we, you know, because we were attracted to the word that he taught.
Amen.
And I made it my business to listen to, you know, Kenneth Hagin and others on the radio every day. I used to work for myself back in those days, and I would park my truck and open the door and leave and run my radio where I could hear it. Would, you know, 15 minutes wouldn't kill my battery, so I'd listen to it. If I was working on site, I listened to my radio and work in peace. I was happy, you know. And when he say something outstanding, I run to the radio to hear it real good. Huh? And if I was working in my garage at home, I had a garage back then, I would turn my radio up loud so that when my air compressor come on, I could still hear it. So that meant the neighbors heard it.
Amen, brother. They need
to
work too.
And Pastor McCann went to he bought all of his books, and then he went to the school, so he was attracted to the word too. And
why do you think people were attracted to him? So
because he spoke the word of God, and they wanted it.
Yeah, and he was speaking something that they hadn't been taught.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And faith and. You can speak to the mountain, and you know he was teaching things that they had not heard before.
Right. And back in them days, when you get saved and go to church, you learn defeat at church. You learn some defeat at church.
Right. And that's churches today.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way I was taught. You know, in a lot of different sections, you know, this faith message, you know, was a relative new thing about 4 years ago.
Yeah, they used to talk about it.
Yeah.
They didn't, you know, just like people talk against people on Facebook, they'd have sermons against Brother Hagin. I heard them. I mean, I was there.
You can't get around it. It's pure word.
Mm-hmm.
Pure.
I said, no, that ain't true. And, you know, and I would listen to him every day because it was sound truth. There was no error in it. I mean, people that do know their God, they'll do exploit. He was one of them.
We're supernatural beings, and
right.
We do supernatural things, This is the reason why our young people may have left the church and going after spiritual things outside of the church, mm-hmm. because the church, we're not doing, they we're fail. Not showing exploits.
Mm-hmm. They taught that if you go through something, you're growing. If you had, the more problems you had, the more people look up to you. Ridiculous. If you win in life, you got to defeat Satan. He's not going to leave you alone. You got to defeat him. And you got, but they teach you to revert, and they have what everybody has, what they say. But the way the response to the word of God, and this was the basic part. This was the part that gets you in heaven. This is their response. They wanted to stone him. When the miracles happen, and their own people get to live, they still get mad. Now that's unbelief. That's different from doubt.
Right.
I can understand a person doubting. They just didn't know. Paul was in doubt. But unbelief, that's when they close their ears and don't want to hear, and still throw the rocks. That's rejection.
Somebody man do that right there, so they wouldn't hear the gospel.
They didn't do that, but they rejected it.
I had this one lady, man, at a Walmart back when they had the convenient part set up. Yeah. I said, man, you have a blessed day and stuff, you know, in Jesus' name. She went like that right there. I don't want to hear that blanky, 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 blank out of here. Sure did.
Yeah. People are like that. They ain't no different now. And because of that, people are afraid to minister the gospel. But the people that are lose are the people that have ears to hear. We already warned, so you have to minister the gospel. You have to broadcast it. And because there are people out there that's going to run with it. They're going to do the same thing that Pastor McCann did. They're going to buy all the books and go to the college and learn some more. There are people right now there to do that. And, I listen to the radio. I bought a few books, but I mostly bought tapes because I was always doing something. I'd listen to it. If I had a choice, I'd buy the tapes. But when people respond, you know, sincerity attracts sincerity. I wanted to know how to win. I said, Lord, when I had a long-lasting problem, I said, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. I need you to show me. I don't like this. This got to go. I used to have a confession. Everything that's not like God got to go. And I'd say it in speaking in faith so that all of my desires would change. Everything that, anything, when you hold on to something that's not of God, the Lord, he told me those are reserves. I said, okay, Lord, well, I want to get rid of every reserve. And I made a list of things that I normally did. I said, what about this? He said, that's neither here or there. You know, like watching TV, for example. He said, watching TV is neither here or there. That's up to you. What you watch, you know, something you just don't do. But, he spelled some things out that I wanted to know. But I said, Lord, I don't want to be doing something that vexes your spirit. Whatever I do, I want to do what's right in your eyes. And I want to know how to win against Satan, and I want to know how to live and carry myself like a man of God, and do what the word say. I want to love everybody, and I would always I would say, well, Lord, how do you love somebody that's just downright dirt? No doubt. I said, teach me how to love that guy, and then the rest of them will be easy. And he started giving revelation. But as that process took place, then he started dialogue. There are things you can do that attract the Holy Spirit to you. Mm-hmm. David said, who will abide in your tent? Who will abide in your tabernacle? Now, David was a warrior, and many times they spend months out in the field doing the battle. Right. And in the downtime, some soldiers would invite certain ones to their tent. They didn't invite everybody to their tent, just the ones that they were close to. So I believe that gave David the Lord, he probably saw people collecting at different ones' tents. He said, well, who would you invite to your tent? And he gave a list in Psalm 15, you know, people that will keep that word against their own hurt, you know, people that would do right. And he gave a list of things. So I said, well, Lord, that's how I want to be. And you, when you make these kind of decisions, when Satan come with his junk, it's easy to get rid of that because you're already conditioned to love God. And as you get to know him, you're going to end up doing exploits. If as you get to know God, you will do something in your life is going to be, God's going to use it to reach many people. It may be traditional, and it may be, most of the time, I believe it'll be untraditional. He'll use an untraditional event, something nobody would have thought about. You know, that girl that I was talking about on YouTube, she probably, she probably was hoping that she did the will of God right now. But she did a perfect work. She did an exploit. It's done. Even if she go back and doubt afterwards, she did what God had her to do. And it's working. Because when people see it, you know, and the guy too, when he was on there, people on my job, they've been talking about who they forgive. Because, you know, I text that link. It's real good, but it made me say, well, Lord, well, anything I need to deal with, I want to get it right now. You know,
he said he forgave her.
Yeah.
And God told him, he said, well, why is those seeds still in your heart right there?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And the way they had the video, you could see them.
Because see, when she'd come around, you know, he had that would come up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've got people like that, you know, that have done things to me.
Yeah.
And I say out of my mouth, I forgive them. But yet, it still keeps coming up whenever mm-hmm. in my head and stuff, you know, when I get around them.
Yeah.
That's a powerful thing.
Mm-hmm. When I get like that, I pray for them, you know.
Amen.
And confront them. I talk to them because you don't need nothing hindering your relationship with the Lord. Because he really don't, if you don't forgive, he won't forgive you. And we need him to forgive us.
Boy, honey, that's something.
Ooh. But this, the way people are going to respond to the miracles that you work and the word that you teach, this is it.
Amen.
And people, you can sense it. You can sense the way people will respond. Mm-hmm. Sometime on the radio, I say, oh, I know they're going to love me now. One time I said, look, I said, I got a job, dude. I got to tell you the truth. I said, I want to. I want you to live. I said, if we can't be friends now, we'll be friends in heaven. And if you go to hell, you'll know I was trying to be your friend. The Lord have you saying all kind of just, it's fun. It's funny to me, but I know how people think, you know. But I love people regardless, just like God. He loves the tares. He loves everybody. All right, we're out of time. Dear Lord, I thank you for the move of God that you bless us to be a part of.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
And by all means, help us to do all that's in your heart, even the things that we can't even think or imagine.
Yes, yes.
Help us to use this last stretch of time wisely in you. And Lord, I thank you for it. I believe it's done. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. All right.
Thank you.